COVID-19. The best public investment ever. What will it cost to end the pandemic?
On May the 2nd, thousands of masked nurses, doctors and others who have battled against COVID-19 watched Jennifer Lopez and other stars perform in the flesh at the Vax Live concert in Los Angeles. Outside the venue, visitors could get their jab from the comfort of their own vehicles while watching her, a singer-songwriter, perform the song Glory in the car park, surrounded by school kids stomping their feet. A live concert was possible only because many Americans, 50% of adults, are now vaccinated. But a charity event of this kind was necessary only because most of the world is not. What would it take to close the gap? In a paper published in April, Ruchir Agarwal of the IMF and Tristan Reed of the World Bank argued that it might be possible to end the acute phase of the pandemic early next year by vaccinating 60% of the population of every country. Will there be enough shots to go round? In principle, yes. According to Airfinity, a life sciences data firm, vaccine makers could produce as many as 11.1 billion doses this year, enough to inoculate more than 75% of the world's population aged over 5. The manufacturers themselves say they will produce many more. Some of this capacity is already spoken for, but rich countries have hogged less of it than many people fear. Mr. Agarwal and Mr. Reed calculate that rich countries have placed advance orders for about 2 billion courses, many of which comprise 2 shots. At the same time, the developing world already has dibs on more vaccines than some people assume, thanks to deals struck by organizations like the African Union and COVAX, a vaccine sharing initiative. Mr. Agarwal and Mr. Reed calculate that 91 developing countries with a combined population of over 2.5 billion people need to order only another 350 million courses between them to vaccinate 60% of their population. India faces a bigger shortfall, but it also has the dollars and domestic manufacturing capacity to reach the target eventually.